gospel will overcome. In a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun, where darkness is veiled, the light of the sun. We know that the gospel overcomes.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day, each Friday and Saturday at 11:30 and each Sunday at noon. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
Well, I usually open after a debate night with Trump wins, but I don't think so this time, Christy Dean.
It was pretty crazy this time.
It was crazy. Trump got hit. I don't think he was knocked out, but he got hit. He got hit hard. This time, I'm going to open not with Trump wins, but with something just a little different. Take a listen.
Rubio! 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 Rubio!
Well, maybe we should stop it there, Gary. I was going to play it for a while, but obviously, they were saying not Rufio, but Rubio. You don't think that's very funny, do you?
Well,
that was like a
you know,
sympathy
that's not,
laugh.
That, well, I don't know. That's an older movie, not one of my favorites.
It's a soundbite.
I know. It was from a movie.
It was from a movie. Hook.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good movie.
What's his name? What's the guy's name?
Robin Williams,
thank
right?
you. Robin Williams, yeah. He's like Peter Pan. Rufio, he's the head. You yeah. know, Robin Williams says, this has got to stop. He says, I'm dealing with children. That's what it looked like last night at times, right? We're dealing with children.
Well, that always happens at every single debate. Yeah, that's what it's been. It's been 12-year-olds arguing and fighting with each other.
Yeah, that's right. And then all of a sudden, you know, Robin Williams says, we need an adult in the room. And Rufio says, yeah, we kill adults. We kill all adults are pirates. We kill pirates. I think all politicians are pirates.
I think so.
I do not advocate killing any of them, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, side issue. Ross Dow, that got in big trouble. Did you hear about this, Gary? Oh, my goodness. You know, he's primetime columnist. Like him a lot sometimes. You know, not every time, mm-hmm. but sometimes. Tweeted out, you know, the way to stop Trump. And then he tweeted out some kind of movie clip. The implication, if not outright, you know, whatever, was assassinated. He got in big trouble for that. That was crazy.
Well, good.
I am not Ross Douthat. Did you know that I've never, ever advocated killing anyone?
Oh, that's a shocker.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just wanted everybody to know that for the record. Anyway, no, it was a slugfest last night. In the GOP debate. Now, I have to say, the reason I play that little clip, Rufio, you know, I can't even do it. That I wish I wouldn't
don't
have
try.
Even tried that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I said thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Hashtag awk.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, that's a new one. Hashtag awk. All right, that's going to be my middle name from now on. But
that's all right.
Yeah, we're kind of acting like they did at the debate last
when
night.
When you're over 40, you can get away with
you
that.
You can get away with
and
it.
And no
yeah.
one cares.
Yeah, we're going to get serious here momentarily, I promise you. But, you know, I'm not a Rubio fan, you know that. But I have to be honest. I think, you know, you ask that question. We always ask the question, who won the debate? Now, Trump had his moments.
Right.
Cruz had some good moments.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This is all subjective. You know that. Everybody has. I just think Rubio kind of, you know, did a little bit better than everybody else. I think Rubio really got the best of Trump on a couple of
mm-hmm.
them. Certainly Cruz did as well. I just think that, you know, Rubio came across a little bit better. That didn't mean, you know, Cruz was hurt. I think Cruz probably helped himself last
right.
night. You know.
But Rubio is getting stronger and stronger. I think the more that we hear him speak and the more that we hear him on the debates, I think he's getting less – like he's having a canned speech. He's getting more good answers and good things like that Trump and Rubio going back and forth that we heard last night.
That's right.
I think he's getting better.
He is getting better. He's learned from his mistakes. A lot of people did not. They're not in the race anymore. Rubio's learned from his mistakes. I think Cruz is learning as well. And Trump, after last night, with this new dynamic of the two-on-one, he's got some things to learn as well, which he didn't have to learn anything up until now. So very interesting. Trump got hit. I don't think he was knocked out, but he did get hit. He got hit from all sides, mainly Rubio and Cruz. And you know what? I don't know. Maybe Cruz wins Texas now. I mean, I didn't think. If you'd asked me last night before the debate, I know Cruz had a little bit of a lead, but Trump had the momentum. I just felt like Trump was going to win Texas now. Not so sure. I think probably Cruz hangs on to Texas. What do I know? I don't know. We'll see. Some are saying Rubio could win Texas. Trump could get third.
Wow.
That would be an amazing turn of events, would it not?
For sure.
For sure. We used to say that back in the 80s, so who's old now? For sure. But, here's the reality. The heat is on. What? You're going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, you think that Rubio won, but what does everyone else think? What about the Drudge polls?
Well, we always deal with the Drudge poll, don't we?
Yes.
All right, just say Q.
Q?
Trump wins! No, he didn't win. But he did win the Drudge poll.
Really?
Yes, he did. Listen
to
this.
That's surprising.
Over 500,000 votes this time around. Hey, the debate.
Wow.
Yeah, the debate was very popular, I guess, because we're getting down to crunch time. A lot of folk watched it. A lot of folk voted in the Drudge poll. Right now, I mean, they're still voting, but it's over 500,000 already. All right.
Well, you know, 500,000 is really not that much when you consider the fact that there's, 330 million.
Well, that's
Americans.
True, but I'm just saying it's a sampling.
Right.
It's getting bigger and bigger every time. It kind of shows you what a lot of conservatives are thinking. I mean, it's not liberals that read Drudge.
Right.
They hate Drudge. Right? And a lot of people thought, well, Trump's not that conservative. Well, that's true. But a lot of conservatives read Drudge. And so, anyway, here's the percentages as of right now, Friday, whatever today's date is, February 26th, 11:38 a.m., Trump at 54%. In other words, Drudge
that
readers, yeah.
Is a lot.
That's a lot. They say Trump won the debate. That's the poll we're talking about. Cruz came in second, they say, which is a surprise to me.
Now, that doesn't make sense because everyone I've been hearing has been saying that Trump did not do so well.
Well, they're not Drudge readers.
Oh. Right.
I don't think Trump did as well as, he didn't. But I think the Drudge poll doesn't necessarily give you a good indication of who won the debate.
Right.
It gives you a good indication of what Drudge readers are still thinking in terms of who they're voting for.
Yes.
And that's going to be part of our analysis today, and I think that's equally important. We haven't got to that part yet, but this is why we give the Drudge poll. Everybody's like, why do you give the Drudge poll? Who won the debate? Who cares who won the debate? Well, it's fun. That's the main reason, but I think it also indicates something deeper than just who they think won the debate.
Right. It's who are they thinking is going to win? Who are they supporting? Who's their favorite guy?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I feel like, I'm in the minority because I voted in the Drudge poll, and I found myself voting for Rubio this time. Not because I'm voting for Rubio in the general, but because I honestly think Rubio won the debate.
Right.
That's all. And I would have put Cruz second and Trump third.
Wow.
And, that's a change. So Trump, anyway, 54%. Cruz was second with 20%. Rubio third with 17%. Kasich was in fourth with 5%. I'm rounding these numbers, by the way. Carson dead last, unfortunately, 3%. And of course, I would agree, Kasich and Carson, fourth and fifth. I would just have, and I agree with Cruz second, I would just have Rubio first and Trump third. In terms of the debate.
Right. Now, what do you think that Rubio's momentum here, does this do anything for his campaign, for his?
Well, I think what it could do is, he came in, did he come in second here in, one of the recent primaries? See, they're running together now. Was it Nevada or South Carolina? South Carolina. Both. Came in second in both. Thank you, Gary. So, yes, he has some momentum. And going into Super Tuesday, obviously, you know, you take his home state of Florida. Mm-hmm. He's 15 points down. So if Cruz wins Texas, Rubio gets shellacked in Florida, that's bad. But if Rubio can close the gap in Florida, solidify his second place position there, maybe even overtake Trump, who knows? If he can come in second in some other states, well ahead of Cruz, you know, I think he solidifies himself as that. Now it's Trump and Rubio. It's not a three-man race. It's a two-man race. Because if Cruz, for example, doesn't win any, if he doesn't win Texas. Now, if he wins Texas, he's still in it. He gets close in some other states. So it's still a three-man race. I'm just saying.
So it's heating up.
It's heating
Who's
up.
Who's going to be second?
Yeah.
We don't know.
That's
Who's going to be first? We
That's
don't
it.
Know.
We don't know. So, and I can't make any solid predictions because we don't know. I think the debate... I think it's going to make some difference. I don't think it's going to make a huge difference.
Right.
But I will say this. You said it. The heat is on. It's on Rubio to get solid in second. It's on Cruz to win Texas. If he doesn't win Texas, again, not a political analyst. I just think he's done. The heat is on Trump. He is getting hit from all sides. The Democrats are hitting him. The Republican establishment is hit. National Review. I mean, the media.
Evangelicals.
Everybody's hitting him. And then last night, again, he's taking the 1-2 punch. Both sides, his head looked like a was on a swivel last night. Rubio and Cruz. So those are the deals. Those are the deals. Those are the things. That's the deal. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. Let's talk about some of the debate highlights. We might can hit one or two before the break.
Okay.
We might not. We'll just see. We got other things to talk about.
I would say I think this was one of the most interesting of the debates.
Yes, I agree.
One of the most exciting, entertaining.
It was. It was entertaining, exciting. Especially if you're like me, looking at it as a spectator event, a sporting event. Now, I know some, you know, don't agree with me. Forgive me. That's my view of government, my view of all these candidates.
Yes.
I don't really support any of them for different reasons. But it was very entertaining. And as we've been saying, like a boxing match, Rubio attacked Trump's character. Cruz attacked his conservative credentials, saying essentially he has none. Trump countered. He hit back. He said Rubio's a choke artist. Cruz is a liar. But we'll talk about some specifics after the break, right?
Sounds good.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one thing we know for sure, each in their own way, Trump now having to defend himself more than ever, Cruz having to win Texas, Rubio having to separate himself from Cruz, the heat is on. That's what I'm talking about. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Dean's List.
Why is media so dangerous?
Media is one of the big stumbling blocks, you know, driving kids away from God and distracting them from the message of the gospel.
That's Philip Telfer of Media Talk 101. Join Trace Embry and me, Rich Rosel, as we talk with Philip on the next edition of Licensed to Parent.
Licensed to Parent every Monday at 11 a.m. on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9 FM.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-553-1851. 800-553-1851.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-553-1851. 800-553-1851.
If you're college bound, come to the TD Convention Center on Saturday, March 19th for the Upstate South Carolina National College Fair. Representatives from over 120 colleges will be represented, and financial aid and standardized testing workshops will be held. Admission is free. The Upstate South Carolina National College Fair will be held from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, March 19th at the TD Convention Center. Register now at go2mynCF.com.
Life-changing. Christian Talk 660. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson.
I think Trump's feeling it right now.
Definitely.
He tried to make out, you know, after the debate in the spin room. Chris Cuomo, I think, interviewed him. Others, I'm sure, tried to make out like, oh, yeah, I love the debate. I thought it was wonderful. Thought it was great. No, I don't think they hit me. they got to take their swings at me. In fact, that was one of my favorite moments.
Funny.
Was one of my favorite moments in the debate when he said, look, these guys are down in the polls. I know you have to swing, so keep swinging, boys. Keep swinging for the fence. and, of course, what he's trying to do is, you know, make out like they can't do that. But
right.
But they did. They did some damage last night. But it was interesting. The way Trump does damage control, that I think that's one of the reasons he's so, you know, effective in this. He does it better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love him or hate him. And again, I'm not supporting Trump. I'm trying to be, you know, objective here. Like I said, I think Rubio won the debate, but Trump did some good spin, you know, good damage control
right.
afterward. But anyway, let's talk about some highlights of the debate.
Okay.
Maybe favorite moments, maybe highlights. You know, Rubio came out swinging. He really did. Hit Trump on, you know, Trump's big on immigration, illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
He hit him on hiring illegals, you know, mm-hmm. 30, 40 years ago, whatever it was, I don't know. But
yep.
apparently Trump hired some illegals and, you know, got $1 million judgment or something. And so I think on the one hand, that's a punch, particularly with the audience. I think it's a punch that landed.
Yep.
Now, for me, you know, one of the things that Trump said, it was a different time 30, 40 years ago. And I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a businessman 30 years ago, somebody wants a job, I don't check to see if they're legal or illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's not a big deal. But for a lot of people, I do think it's a big deal. And, of course, they're trying to paint him out as a hypocrite. And some people are going to, you know, and he is a hypocrite, of course.
Right.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking too much. What do you think? Let's move on. Rubio hit him on Trump University. Now, again, I don't know exactly what Trump University is. It's not a real university. I mean, it's like a real estate course or something. I think they've changed the name.
And it was a long – was it? Is it still going on, or was it a long time ago?
No, I think it's still going. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
But maybe it's gone. I don't know. But, you know, a lot of folk, you know, have given great reviews. They got what they paid for. A lot of folk said they didn't. So, again, if you're just watching the debate, you know, it's a punch that landed.
Mm-hmm.
The big punch that Rubio landed, from my perspective on Trump, was health care.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the exchange at one level, it was painful, but I hate to say it, at another, it was hilarious. Because Rubio had this, you know, detailed plan of what he was going to do with health care. You know,
mm-hmm.
get rid of Obamacare, and here's what we're going to replace it with. Trump was basically saying, well, we're going to remove the lines around the states and give, you know, competition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically all he said. And he said it two or three times. And somehow when Rubio, or Trump rather, was trying to defend himself or make his answer, you know, he somehow brought up, you know, Rubio's repeating himself
uh-huh.
with Chris Christie, the exchange there. And Rubio turned it around on him, and he said, you're repeating yourself. You know, all I hear about is drawing the lines. Do you have a plan? and you know, Trump kept saying, I'm not repeating myself, and yet what did he do?
He was repeating himself.
And just the way Rubio was on the attack on the one hand, but he was having some fun with it, too. I mean, he was laughing. I mean, that's the most relaxed I've seen Rubio. One of the things I don't like about his personality, he's so stiff. He's always in... seems to me either panic mode or angry mode, but during that exchange, he was hitting Trump and he was laughing, and I just thought, and then, you know, he said, Trump repeats himself you know, every night, every time he gets up here, I do not repeat myself.
He listed the things. He said, we're going to make America great again. Yeah. We're going to win, win, win. We're going to do this and that. And I'm winning the polls, and you're down in the polls. And that's,
yeah, yeah.
That's all he said.
And then he did this little circle in the air. Yeah, lines around the stakes, whatever that is, you know. We're going to it was hilarious. It was sad for Trump, if you're a Trump fan. But if you're a Rubio fan, you had to be cheering. It's like a touchdown. Yeah, it was a touchdown. Maybe more
touchdown,
than a touchdown.
Rubio.
Yeah. That's right. What else on that? I was going to say one more thing, but hey, just went right out of my head. That's typical.
Right.
But Trump said, I heard him repeat himself 5 times against Chris Christie. Remember what Rubio said? I heard you repeat yourself 5 times in the last five seconds.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Rubio hit him on some other things. I don't know that we need to spend too much more time on that. Let's move on. Cruz hit Trump. Cruz hit Trump. He hit him pretty hard, too. He had some good moments, as I said. He hit him on Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Trump tried to counter and talked about how, you know, good things that Planned Parenthood does for women. And I'm pro-life. I hate the abortion part. But, you know, since they're, you know, abortion, I would defund it.
Mm.
But then he came back and said, I think it's only like 3%, you know. So it's almost like Trump is still waffling on that. I mean, if we're just going to be honest, I think he's real. You know, I am pro-life, so I have to say this. I don't know that I really want to say it. Women, please vote for me because they do good things for women. And it's only, yeah,
he's just trying to get all his bases covered.
Yeah, and it's one of those instances where Trump's sounding like a politician, the very thing that he says he's not.
Mm.
I mean, he does use the word now, but his whole mantra is, I'm not like these guys.
Right.
I don't double speak. You know, I just tell you what I believe. And he's done that much of the time. But he also engages in the political doublespeak as well. That was an instance of it. Cruz hit him on the fact that throughout his life he's given boatloads of money to Democratic candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Trump comes back. Well, sure, I'm a businessman. And, listen, I get that. But I think Cruz scored some points is all I'm saying. He gives to the Democrats, he gives to the Republicans. But, you know, he got him, was it the Gang of Eight? He had donated to three or four of those Democratic candidates. So anyway, I think Cruz is landing some punches there. Cruz's main deal was, you know, we just can't trust. How can you trust this man to be president?
Yes.
You know, he's saying this now.
Right.
But he said all these things in the past. And a lot of them in the recent past. And if you're really committed, this is one of the things that I think Cruz did very well. Cruz said, if you're really committed to this, that, or the other, how can you give money to candidates who don't believe in this, that, or the other? And he used that on 3 or 4 issues, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, this is why I say Trump got hit. I don't think they knocked him out. That's just an opinion going forward. We'll get to that in a moment, perhaps. But he certainly did get hit.
Now, Trump did have some good answers, though.
He did, yeah. Let me say one more thing before we get to that, though. The reason I think that Rubio, forgive me.
Listen to the show in a couple days, and you'll hear about Rubio.
Broadcast, that's right. Can I say who coined that? Is that okay? Yeah, that's from Gary.
Oh, really?
That's from Gary. Just a quick Johnny on the spot. But yeah, you have to listen to Mars broadcast. what was I going to say? I was going to say that one of the reasons that I think Rubio gets a slight edge over Cruz in terms of who I felt, quote-unquote, won the debate, is that while both were hitting Trump, I think Rubio took advantage of those opportunities a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I think he jumped in first. Now, I think Cruz had some follow-up on Rubio's heels, but that's what it was. It was follow-up. Rubio just got there first. That's all. Trump, yes. It wasn't all bad for Trump. He did have some good answers. Now, again, depending upon how you think about these things, you obviously have to have a certain perspective. But just from sheer hubris and sheer, you know, entertainment, one of the moderators brought out the fact that the president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, said that there's no way we're paying for that wall. And, you know, he said some things. And so they went to Trump with it. And Trump said, the wall just got 10 feet higher. Believe me. You know, he almost sounds like Hans and Franz. Remember Hans and Franz believe me now or believe me later, but the wall just got 10 feet higher.
I do not remember that.
Well, that's good, actually. But anyway.
I was born in the 90s.
A number of years ago. That's right. That's right. They were old men by then, unfortunately. But, yeah, he gave, from an audience perspective, now we can analyze it, but from an audience perspective, I think he gave a decent answer on how he's going to force Mexico to pay for that mm-hmm. wall. Got a trade deficit. You know, how's he going to use that? Anyone's guess. But at the same time, there's a little bit of leverage there. Of course, it's not the Mexican government. It's business people in Mexico.
Right.
But still, the government's got to look out for the people somehow. Let's see. He did have some other good answers, but you know, we got to move on quickly because we're what did he say? Who cares? He had some good
really,
answers.
He says a lot. I'm tired of hearing him talk.
I know.
Just gonna
I know.
Be honest.
He resorted to name calling. That was a bad thing that he did. You know, he get in trouble and he went to the name calling, and I think he did it at inopportune times, and he tried to, you know, make Rubio look bad. It just didn't go over very well. I got to say something about Kasich because it brings me to a principle or two that I want to wrap up with.
Okay.
Ben Carson, first, bless his heart, he was non-existent. And it's because he doesn't mix it up.
Right.
He's got a Christian character.
He doesn't
there.
Attack other people.
Right.
And other people don't attack him.
I know. He has to be attacked at one point, as you know.
Somebody
just so
please
he could,
attack me.
Yeah. Just so he could mix it up. I think he lost his way a little bit on the Supreme Court answer with, you know, I look at the fruit salad of his life. That was strange. But, you know, again, if I were up there, I wouldn't do very well at all. So I'm not criticizing him for it. Just very interesting. But again, Kasich, part of the problem for me, Kasich, his answer on, you know, homosexual marriage is terrible. Mm. You know, we all know that. Here's the reality. A lot of Christians, you know, well, the government's spoken. That's the wrong view. A lot of Christians, well, the government's spoken. We've got to overturn it. That's the wrong view. A lot of Christians, well, let's make it a state issue. That's the wrong view. The biblical view is the government shouldn't have anything to say at all about marriage.
Right. Well,
and this is what I'm talking about, principles.
Happen.
No, never going to happen. But God's the one that defines marriage.
Yes.
I don't care what the state of South Carolina says about it or the United States government.
Yes.
I don't care. Leave me alone. Okay. I'm just being Christian about it. But the Kasich just sort of, even when he has some good answers, he's just irritating to me. I just don't like his personality. But one thing he said on this whole Apple issue, he said, look, the president ought to get, you know, this Apple CEO in a room and the FBI in a room, lock the door. In other words, lock the door, make them comply. I do it all the time. That's my problem with the U.S. president, the power that he wields. And the U.S. government, the power that it wields over the people. And this is why we have to come back, not to candidates, not to issues, but to principles.
Right.
Limited government, individual liberty, tolerance, free markets, peace. Don't lock me in a room. I'll fight my way out in Jesus' name. Amen? No. Join us next time on The Dean's List.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archive broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. Join us each week at 11:30 on Friday and Saturday, and noon on Sunday for The Dean's List.
And the gospel.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.